For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room. President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Hurricane Michael is just off the western tip of Cuba and heading north. Hurricane Center forecaster Tim Oren.
Current winds are about 80 miles per hour. We are expecting it to strengthen over the next couple days.
Mandatory evacuations have already been ordered in parts of the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott.
Do not take a chance on storm surge. 7 to 11 feet of storm surge is deadly. The water could be over roofs of houses. I cannot stress enough how dangerous the storm surge can be. In my direction, the State Emergency Operations Center activated to a level 1 at 7 a.m., which means the State Emergency Response Team is on 24-hour activation and response.
Federal and state investigators are on the scene of Saturday's limo crash in New York that left 20 people dead. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the limo had failed an inspection just last month.
The owner of the company had no business putting a failed vehicle on the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Elon Musk and his New Age rocket company, Space Exploration Technologies, achieved another milestone in his quest to send the human race further out into space. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
SpaceX successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing. Sunday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad located about 1,400 yards from the site. All of the other landings so far have occurred out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. The rocket was carrying a satellite for Argentina's space agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with the Chinese foreign minister in Beijing amid concerns of growing tensions between the two nations. John Clemens has more details.
Those tensions involve international trade, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, China's military aggression, as well as electoral interference of the upcoming elections. Despite those tensions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks with Wang Li were a good first step.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. So this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.